Hello, and welcome to this edition of the Marketing Insights Podcast. My name is Shane Hunt from Arkansas State University, and I'm thrilled to welcome my guest today, my friend and colleague, Dr. John Hansen, who's a marketing professor and part of the Center for Sales Leadership at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. John, welcome to the podcast.
How are you, Shane? It's great to be here.
Well, it's great to have you, John, and we are recording this. It is truly extraordinary times. Many parts of the United States and throughout the world are in effect shut down due to the coronavirus and the COVID-19 outbreak. And so we're kind of talking today, in addition to all of the healthcare-related concerns and all of the medical impact of this, I want to take just a few minutes today to talk about the impact on marketers. And John, I kind of want to take it in three parts. So we'll start with this. So you deal a lot with retailing. What would you say right now are some of the key and most important impacts that the virus and our current economic situation is having on retailers?
Yeah, that's a great question. These are unprecedented times. You and I have talked. I really can't remember anything of this variety having this level of effect on our market for what now seems to be an extended period of time, even in my lifetime. This is so unusual. If you're a retailer, these are challenging, challenging days. I think we're all aware of the fact that you've seen people out of uncertainty, consumers out of uncertainty, going and purchasing at a very high level particular goods. And while you may think that's very beneficial for a retailer and the fact that the retailer is gaining additional business, it's also incredibly challenging. I would imagine many of our listeners out there have walked into a store only to find that the store did not have what they were looking for. We've heard the stories already of toilet paper, paper towels, bread, you name it. Some of the staples that have been purchased up in part because of the fear of a potential quarantine or the chance that we may be stuck in our homes for a while. People are purchasing out of that uncertainty. Well, that creates challenges for a retailer, because when you think of a retailer, Shane, you know they're trying to manage their inventory. They're trying to make sure they have enough inventory on all the SKUs that they list.
Right.
At the same time, they certainly don't want to keep too much inventory. And I think sometimes as consumers, we forget there are ripple effects going back to all the suppliers who work with these retailers in terms of their ability to stock the retailers with the products that they need. So typically what you'll see from a retailer is they're working through their distribution centers, and these products are being sent on a daily basis from the distribution center on to the retailer. And they're trying as best they possibly can to forecast what they have in terms of product needs. Oftentimes when you're talking of seasonal products, the products for which they have a history, they can go back and look at exactly what happened last year in order to forecast what demand should be. And typically under normal times, that works really well. That does not work today. It just doesn't work. There's no way you can take into account the spike demand we've seen for some of those staples. The other challenge you run into is that basically we're seeing some displaced demand, meaning
right.
Let's say there's a household out there, and let's say that household goes and purchases an unusually large number of rolls of toilet paper. Well, their demand for toilet paper isn't necessarily changing. What they're doing is stockpiling that toilet paper within their house, which means at some point we're going to hit a point to where they're going to stop purchasing as much toilet paper. And at that point, the retailer is going to be stuck with a lot of excess inventory. So it's incredibly difficult for them to forecast exactly what they need. In the short term, they're trying to get as much product as they can.
Oh,
and with their suppliers and their manufacturers just to ensure that.
Well, and John, that's a great point and gets into a lot of the supply chain and logistics concerns that I've heard marketers and companies of all sizes dealing with. I also think this is something we talk about retailers. You know, when I teach principles of marketing and we talk about those external environmental factors, right, that you can have a good marketing strategy and something else in the world changes. I mean, I think this is the greatest example probably in our lifetimes of that. And I worry about that you have a number of retailers, and we won't name them on this podcast, but that were struggling before this happened, before January, before the coronavirus was something in our vocabulary, that some of those simply won't make it. And I think that, you know, a lot of those companies had plans and marketing plans and turnaround plans and different kinds of strategies to, you know, deal in an already difficult retail landscape. But now those things have kind of been rendered, unsuccessful because of those external environmental factors and something that's really unprecedented in most of our business experiences. So I think that's huge. I think, John, you kind of got into some of the supply chain. Anything else on supply chains or logistics? Because that is something, how goods get to the place, right? Four Ps, we think about the place and the supply chain management. But this has to be an incredibly difficult circumstance for companies up and down the supply chain.
Oh, what's happening is we're seeing these reverberations, if you will, work their way back through the supply chain. As demand spikes at a particular retailer, you're going to see a similar spike throughout that supply chain. I'll give you an example. I was driving today. I was out on almost a back road, and I went past what looked to be some type of paper mill, pulp mill, something like that. And I really don't ever remember seeing this, but I saw 10, it had to be at least 10 semi-trucks with lumber on them, backed up, waiting to get into the facility.
Yep.
That's a classic example of what's happening with the paper industry, and specifically when we talk of toilet paper and paper towels and all of those things. It's not just a retail issue. It's sending shockwaves all the way back through that supply chain, and that particular manufacturer has to work with Forest Earth to make sure they can get the timber they need in order to produce all of these products. At the same time, they're trying to manage all of the different relationships they may have with different retailers, different wholesalers. The goal, if you're a manufacturer, is to be able to satisfy all of your customers. Now, you may not always be able to do that in terms of being able to get them all the products they want. So they're having to make some very challenging decisions in terms of who gets what products and how those products are allocated out. The truth of the matter is, when times get tough like this, oftentimes your biggest retailers, your Walmarts and your Targets, for example, they're going to get their product.
Yeah.
They have the clout necessary to get their product. Going back to what you were saying, some of these smaller chains, these lesser chains, it's very, very challenging for them to even get the product they need from their manufacturers because of these issues we're seeing. And, the truth is this, if a consumer walks into a store to buy some of these products and they don't have them, they're going to go find that product somewhere else. You know, in normal times, it may be to where we say, look, I'll just get it in the future. I'm not worried about it. But these aren't normal times. These folks are going to these larger retailers who are going to have the product so they can have them as well.
No, and John, you're spot on with that. And I think that leads into the final thing. You know, you and I both teach professional selling and are passionate about preparing the next generation of great salespeople. What this is doing, John, in the sales area is also unprecedented. So anything, specific, obviously you and I have a number of our former students that work in sales, and some of the stories I've heard from them have just been things that 2 weeks ago wouldn't have been, I couldn't have even believed. So what, from a sales standpoint, do you think are some of the biggest challenges out there?
Well, I would hope that, and I would think certainly the salespeople are working incredibly closely with their customers right now. You know, if you're a salesperson, you could be seeing a myriad of things happening with your customers. You could have some customers who are in a situation like the one we just described, where those customers need more of your product. They're trying to meet demand. So you're working with those customers. You're negotiating within your own company. You're trying to secure resources within your own company. You're fighting for your customer to make sure that customer gets the product. Let's say, though, on the other end of the spectrum, you're selling in the, food, beverage, retail, entertainment type sector, and demand is way off. Let's say I'm throwing out a hypothetical here. Let's say you're selling to a restaurant chain, and that chain is sitting on a lot of inventory they were going to be using as product in their stores, and now their business is down at least 25% or not more, and they're sitting on perishable inventory.
Yep.
They're coming back to that salesperson and saying, what can we do? How can you help me? How can you move this inventory? And it's not just a matter, the salesperson just can't go in and say, look, you bought it, it's yours. That's not what relationship selling is about. The salesperson is having to work really, really closely with these companies to try and move some of this product, to try and salvage the situation as best they can. The good news is, if we can get through this, and we will get through it, those customers will never forget the salespeople who do that for them. They will, that relationship will actually be strengthened. I think the third point I would make here is that everything we're talking about comes back to forecasting. And when you talk forecasting, it's the salesperson who manages that relationship on the front line, the salesperson who has the best feel for exactly what's happening. needed, and it's incredibly important that salesperson relay that demand signal back to the manufacturing firm so the firm can do a better job of handling all of this across the different customers they serve. And one last point here, Shane, is don't forget, salespeople aren't immune to this either.
Yep.
They have concerns about their own health and welfare and their family's health and welfare. And, you know, many of these salespeople have been traveling on a regular basis. Many salespeople are accustomed to flying on planes on a regular basis. And this is different. Now, salespeople are typically accustomed to working remote, and salespeople can be very efficient working remote. This may be a point in time where one's ability to do that is more important than ever.
Well, and you see that, John, with, you know, companies like Pfizer and others that have, you know, ordered their salespeople to work remotely, even the ones that typically don't. And there's going to be a lot of, as you said, there's going to be a lot of things that come out of this, many of those that will ultimately be positive on the other side as we find, you know, different ways to meet customer needs in all those areas, in retailing and supply chain and in sales. So, John, I thank you so much for being here today and for joining the podcast. And we wish you the best. And for everybody out there listening, especially, you know, the students and the professors that listen to this podcast on a regular basis, we just encourage you to follow all of the safety precautions and listen to the healthcare professionals and our government leaders. And together we will find a way through this and come out to a better day. But we thank you for taking this time. John, thank you again for joining us. And we look forward to visiting with everybody again soon on the next episode of the Marketing Insights Podcast. Thank you all.